More is you and Magic's Indulgence podcast. A little indulgence wherever you are with More Than, the insurer that does more.
And a very good evening to you. It's Indulgence on London's Magic 105.4, the show where we invite the celebrities to come in and indulge in some of their favourite tracks. This week, it gives me great pleasure to welcome back to Magic our friend Will Young. Good evening, Will.
You've got a good voice on
the mic, like my
haven't
voice?
You? Check that out.
I know. I actually get paid for this as well. It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you.
And you've got a lovely voice as well.
Thank you.
Now, you know the format by now. We're going to be talking about your new album that's come out, some tracks from it, some things that you're going to be doing. But first off, you're going to pick a song, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You've got here, now, is it Islands in the Stream? Dolly Parton? Kenny Rogers?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. It is. Because we're giggling because we were talking about their performance, weren't we, and how they dressed.
Well, it was some time ago, Will, wasn't
she
it?
She sort of appears, doesn't she?
Out of nowhere, she just comes
struts on. Good old Dolly.
What is it
He's
about
got
the
his
song?
Beard. I don't know. Just it's a really happy song. It just makes me happy, and I've got it on a little, single, but on vinyl. I've got the vinyl.
Oh, I bought
it.
Do
I
you
bought
remember
it from
vinyl?
Oxfam. No, I've just got heavily back into it.
Right.
You know, vinyl sales have gone up as well.
Through the roof.
Which is brilliant.
Absolutely.
Because people want that kind of... I love looking at the record sleeves and the artwork, and I love the fact that you have to turn the record over so you properly listen to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got that. I've got the single of it, and I just think it's a great song. It makes me laugh.
Wonderful. Let's talk about the comeback of vinyl while we listen to Islands in the Stream, which is Will Young's first choice this evening on Indulgence. Well, that was Islands in the Stream. That's Will Young's first choice on Indulgence this evening. London's Magic 105.4 and your lovely album that is out. And I've got to say, I think it's the song Changes. And we're going to hear...
I love Changes.
It's the song Changes that made me...
I love that.
..kind of connect to you a little bit more as a singer. I sing in a choir every now and then. And it's not just about opening your mouth and singing, is it? It's about breath control. It's about working that diaphragm.
Yeah.
And I still can't do the line, I used to have a vision. I still can't do that line in one breath.
Oh, yeah.
And well, I wanted to ask you, did you do that line in one breath? I used to
have a vision. I was sitting somewhere.
There you go.
Up there looking down on myself.
I kind of get stopped.
You know what's really good for that?
Go on.
Is blowing. If you blow onto your finger. So that's how you... strengthen your breath control. I always do it
really?
Before I go on, yeah. It's really good because then you can hold longer notes.
So it's not about taking one big gulp of breath and then letting it out slowly in the hope that all the
it
words
is.
Will
it's
go.
Just it's like if you imagine a balloon.
Yeah.
Because occasionally I do like singing workshops.
Yes.
And if you imagine a balloon, if you open it loads and the air just goes wow all
yes.
at once. So you want to try and make it as controlled as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I shall remember that next time.
But
I
you know
sing.
What? It's much easier in the studio than it is live.
Right.
To sing that. Because for some reason in the studio, you can get away with singing. The mics are a lot more powerful.
Yeah.
So, but live, I was struggling a bit.
But I was going to say, isn't the true form of an artist, the true revelation of an artist, singing live?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that, and I love, this has been one of the best things about doing this record, actually, is I've been doing more live things than I've ever done before with festivals and the tour and festivals coming up this summer. So
wonderful.
Yeah, true test. But that's what you want. You want to do it.
Now, even though we've talked about Changes, we've chosen Grace.
Which I'm so pleased about.
Go on.
Because I think, one of the songs I was most proud of on this record. And I think it's such a good song. And I think maybe we released it a little bit too soon after Changes. Changes was still kind of doing the rounds, and that's often the way. But I love that song.
Well, let's hear Grace.
And it's on the NatWest advert. Can't beat that.
Yes, it is.
It's good for the mortgage.
Okay.
Well, how do you see this song? I see it as a NatWest advert.
London's Magic 105.4. Will Young is our guest this evening. And we're talking to Will, some of his song choices, his new album. Now, I was reading that this album took you to a different place. You're a lot more relaxed, and you're actually compared to being as relaxed as Bill Withers.
Oh, well, that's... Wow, that's good.
That's a compliment
and
a half.
Yeah, I suppose it's rather than that, than a sort of hibernating bear or something like that. We're also relaxed. He could be asleep. I'm not always relaxed, but I just think as you get older, you just start you know, knowing the form of things a bit more. And we're so busy, so busy and so new for so long, I could never really get a handle on it. And so this record, I was working with people that I knew, like Egg and Karen Poole and Steve Lipsom. And they were people that we all, I mean, particularly me and Egg, we kind of started out together, you know.
And Karen Poole, doesn't she also write some songs for Kylie?
Yeah, she does Kylie. She does loads of different people. And she used to be in a band, Alicia's Attic. And I've learned so much from them. But, you know, particularly Karen and Steve, they've become really good friends, you know. And so it was just like working with friends.
Yeah, and it's important to have that collection of people around you when you are doing something as precious as your career. And because singing is your career, you need the right ingredients, you need the right people.
I think the right people, and also people that really care, because sometimes you get people that just just do it for the money, and they really care, and they've not only written with me and helped me learn, but they've advised me, and so I love them.
Okay, wonderful. Well, let's take a look at your next song choice.
Cyndi Lauper,
True Colours.
Yes, because I think people sometimes, well, I find sometimes I forget about Cyndi Lauper, but she was a massive star when I was growing up. Actually, and her last album was really good because it was a dance album.
There you go.
Yeah, so I just thought the audience should be reminded of the beauty that is Cyndi Lauper.
Definitely, a different side of Cyndi, but here she is in her True Colours.
Yeah. I don't know what
it's radio, darling. Listen, this
thank
is
God
why
they
we
can't see our faces.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, that was True Colours by Cyndi Lauper, and Will Young is my guest this evening on Indulgence on Magic 105.4, and there's still plenty more to come from Will after we learn a little bit more about his life in this week's Indulgence Extra.
Ooh. Check that out.
Right, straight into California Dreaming.
California Dreaming next.
Okay.
California Dreaming.
Love this. Magic 105.4, Magic Indulgence, every Sunday evening, 7 through until 8. And this is where we allow the celebrities to come in and choose their music. Will Young's with me this evening.
I'm a celebrity. Now,
of course you're a celebrity.
Yep.
And Will, your next choice by the Mamas and Papas.
Yeah.
And I loved this woman so much.
Oh, she was amazing.
So much.
Yeah, and she was a bit of a partier.
Yes.
Everyone knew her. Passed away before her time.
Too soon.
Yeah, but California Dreaming by the Mamas and the Papas. See, I had, when I was at university, I remember getting the best of the Mamas and the Papas, and I used to drive around in the Exeter sun listening to this song. And they just had such a great vibe about them. You know, it was kind of hippie, folky pop.
And, you know, their first album, You'll Never Believe Your Eyes or Your Ears, apparently they was it Denny was saying that, Denny Williams, they were such a mess, in inverted commas, when you looked at the album cover, because there was like very little budget, very little going on, and you looked at this album cover and you thought, my goodness, I don't believe my eyes. You then put the album on and you couldn't believe your ears because the sound was just so special.
They were brilliant, and they had really crazy lines like nobody's getting fat but Mama Cass and things like that, and it was just, there was like a humour to it. And I love their music, so yeah.
Let's have some California Dreaming. Hopefully we'll have the weather to go with it soon. Magic 105.4, Will Young. I'm so enjoying talking to Will Young this evening. And I'm really glad that you mentioned university just before you made your other song choice. Now, there's a lot more of Will Young being displayed, especially your politics graduate with a 2-2 from Exeter University.
Yeah.
Watched you, was it a 2-2 you got at Exeter?
2-2's not very good though, is it?
Doesn't
really
matter. You went university,
okay.
I didn't.
All right, okay.
I watched you on Question Time on the 5th of February.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, here's an artist who will probably, forgive me for judging, do what artists do, nod, agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you were going.
Oh, no, I was, yeah.
You were very, very passionate.
I got riled. Yeah, I got, I mean, I was a bit dithery, I think, but I really enjoyed it. And I really, my friend sent me a text going, you've just used the word Dickensian. Well done. And I said, look, wait, tune in. I'll use the word vanilla later. You know, just, he was like, you're really cross, aren't you? I love it. I think I love the show. And I think we have democracy in this country. And lots of people actually don't have democracy, and so it's a sign of a working democracy, and I just enjoyed the whole thing. Slightly terrifying.
Well, you didn't seem it from where I was sitting. There were times you sat back, you listened, and I thought, okay, he's listening.
Yeah.
But when you came forward to say your piece,
a lot of pen waggling.
Yeah, oh yeah,
there's a lot of pen waggling.
You and Shami, Chakravarti, and who is it? Jeff Hoon. I'm thinking,
yeah,
okay,
Jeff, yeah.
But it was good to see an artist actually come out of his artist box, so to speak, and actually show another side to his creativity and his intelligence.
Well, it was really. It's quite an honour, actually, to be asked to do that on that show, because you fill in a slot almost as, you know, you're the non-partisan person in that panel of five. And I'd definitely do it again. And it was nice to do something that wasn't me talking about me. It was talking about other people.
Excellent. Yeah. And you did it very, very well.
Thank you.
Your next song choice, Madonna, La Isla Bonita.
Oh, yeah. My next song choice is La Isla Bonita, because I just had the box set to Madonna, and I went down to Cornwall. I have a house there, and I put on Madonna, and this was the one that was one of my favourites. You know, because also everything, you know, maybe that's in the tabloids with her personal life, you forget. She's a really great writer, and her pop tunes are incredible. Like, yes. Her back catalogue is incredible. So I wanted to remind people of that.
Well, let's hear La Isla Bonita.
And what I really wanted to say is, why doesn't she play those at her gig? Why does she play all the new album?
Why doesn't she? London's Magic 105.4. Angie Greaves sitting in the studio. I'm very lucky. I'm sitting here with Will Young, and we're listening to Will talk politics and talking about singing and all wonderful things.
That, is it boring?
Not at all. I wish we had 2 hours.
Me too.
I'm really enjoying
talking to you. I want to listen
to
your dulcet tones.
Oh, would you stop that? Stop. We've got a lot of editing to do.
Why? What's wrong with that? It's nice.
Okay, stop. You're embarrassing me
okay,
now.
Okay, sorry.
Stop that now.
Sorry.
Your next song choice, I'm biased, because I loved this guy.
Well.
So, and, you know, when you look at his catalogue, so many of his songs are perfect for magic. But why did you choose Sexual Healing?
Because it was one of the first old soul records, true soul records, I guess, that I heard, you know, through my parents. And it's just so sexy and so, you know, warm and kind of deep. And yeah, I just think he was an amazing man, and he didn't have an easy life either. He had really bad depression, you know, he had various addictions, and he left before his time. And it's just one of my all-time favourite sexy soul songs.
And I don't think I need to add any more to that. You're listening to Magic 105.4. Our special guest, who's been on Indulgence many times, is Will Young. There's so much that I want to talk to you about. How's your brother? How's Rupert?
My brother is very well. Yeah, we've just been in Cornwall together. We went away, actually, as well, together. And the charity's going great. Just kind of recouping after his last, well, the thing
Pedalo,
in the summer,
which
yeah,
which
you guys
year,
covered
yes.
and supported wonderfully. And what's amazing about the charity is, you know, the reaction that it gets every time there's a bit of press on it.
Do you think that you'll assist him in his
next one? Oh, my God. I tell you what, I don't know how he did that pedalo, because, yes, I will assist him, but with you know, like, closed eyes, probably. It was really hard.
I
he did
imagine.
So well. But yeah, we've got a whole new... I'm just actually setting up some things to try and get some more press for it. And, you know, just actually the main aim is to allow people to know, you know, what the charity's about.
Yes. Why don't you give us the website details so that, if you know, people listening can go on to the website.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, the charity's called Mood Foundation, mm-hmm. and it's moodfoundation.com.
And a little birdie tells me that you're going to be the subject of a South Bank special in
yeah,
March.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I think I was on the reserve list. Someone pulled out. They've been with me for 4 or 5 months. They've become my friends. I miss them now because it's finished.
And as much as I want to find out everything that's going to happen, can you just give us a little bit of a snippet of what we're going to see of Will Young?
Well, it's just literally, I mean, every day what goes on with the job. So from touring to doing X Factor to Question Time to Top Gear.
To talking to magic.
To talking to magic. Yeah. Very scary.
Lovely.
Not the magic thing, the South Bank show.
Lovely talking to you, Will. Now we're going to end on your new single, which is called Let It Go.
Yeah.
Give me a little bit of inspiration behind this, because you wrote most of the material on this album, didn't you? Alongside.
Yes, 9 out of 11, I think. Let It Go, the inspiration was very in tune with what was going on in my life, which was chill out and some things you can't control. So that's where that song came from.
Well, then let's hear Let It Go.
Coming off the back of Let It Go now, just to let you know, it is actually March the 1st, this is going out, so the single is out tomorrow.
Ooh.
There you
go. So you can talk. St. David's Day today.
Okay.
It's St. David's Day today,
well,
as in March the 1st.
March the 1st, yeah.
Okay. That's Welsh.
Yes.
Sorry.
So is he.
I said it was like, that's Welsh. I didn't mean it like that.
Do you want to knock it?
No, I'm not knocking it. I'm not knocking it.
Well, that was Let It Go, which is out tomorrow. And Will, all the best. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Lovely meeting you. Lovely talking to you.
Lovely talking to you.
I hope it won't be the last time. All the best with all your future ventures.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on Magic.
Cheers.
You've been listening to Magic Indulgence with More Than, indulging you with its personal customer manager service. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.